Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Shit You Should Care About and our new Cisco supporters. Head to the show notes to start supporting the media you love and the podcast hosts you love. Really need bees. So,
oh, bees are cool. Yeah,
like everyone, don't think we're not being sympathetic to bees. Kia ora everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of The Shit Show. Now, this episode was supposed to be recorded in an actual podcast studio, wasn't it, Squishy?
Exactly. It was meant to be, you know, 100% professional, our foray into the world of professional studios. And
I feel like it's kind of good that we didn't get there, because that's a lot of pressure to be in a studio. So let's just push it out a wee while. What happened this morning, Nick? Where are you going? What's the tea?
I'm on my way to San Francisco via Auckland. But last night my flight was cancelled from Blenheim to Auckland, so I'd have a slightly later one. But that's okay. I'm here now. I've got a couple of hours until my next big flight, so...
So we're using those few hours to record, like to do what we love doing the most in the world, naturally, to record an episode of the podcast for you. Now, Nick, tell the listeners, while you're over in the States, you are going to continue to be co-hosting The Shit Show, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be coming at you from all sorts of different locations, hopefully.
I actually can't wait for you to be able to update all the listeners on where you are and what you're doing. That'll be so fun. It'll be
hopefully,
fun.
Hopefully they care.
Well, who cares? That's kind of our job, is to just like... make them. We just tell them stuff. If it doesn't land, fine. Anyway, Nick, what was the weirdest thing you saw on the internet this week?
My weirdest thing is topical for two reasons.
Right.
The first reason is I'm going to San Francisco. Well, by the time you hear this, probably I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the second reason is because he calls himself the pro-life Spider-Man.
Okay, now has the world gone too far?
So, yes, it has. We know it has.
We know it has.
So a 22-year-old who calls himself the pro-life Spider-Man was arrested Tuesday after free climbing to the top of Salesforce Tower, which is like the tallest building in California. He was hoping to raise money for anti-abortion charities, so I don't know.
Did he raise any money?
Well, I don't know. And apparently he didn't even know about the Roe v. Wade thing.
So pro-life fucking arachnid deciding to climb up the thing.
Yeah,
just
so...
any day of the week.
Okay. It was just another Tuesday for him.
I mean, really topical considering what I am basically going to explain to everyone today, which is the latest in the US huge story about potentially overturning the right to abortion over there. But before that, let me tell you about something else weird that I saw on the internet this week. Well, actually, I saw it in real life, and then Flo, my flatmate, told me about a TikTok she'd seen about it. So, Nick... do you know who makes Weet-Bix?
Mr. Bix.
Do you know the company that makes Weet-Bix?
Sanitarium.
Yes. And Sanitarium also put on my most dreaded, but a lot of Kiwi kids' favourite, event? The Weet-Bix triathlon.
It was the highlight of my sporting year.
I'm going to say the anxiety before getting into the water, because you'd start with the swim, and like, holy fuck, like that shit is terrifying.
I did so bad in the swim and so bad in the run, but man, I creamed
it. Oh, same. I could smash the bike. Couldn't really do the swim very well. Anyway, Sanitarium. We were driving past it, and Flo was like to me, Lucy, I saw a TikTok on Sanitarium the other day. I was like, go off. What was it about, Flo? And she said, Sanitarium is owned wholly by the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are registered as a church and a charity, they pay no income tax.
Crazy, eh?
Despite being one of, like, well, I don't know if it's one of the biggest, but a huge company in New Zealand, like, reeling in millions of dollars.
For those who don't know, a lot of Weet-Bix get sold in New Zealand.
Oh, and in Australia. Mm-hmm. So it's like Australia and New Zealand sanitariums across them both. Apparently, like, we say Kiwi kids are Weet-Bix kids. They say Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids.
I was devastated when I found that out.
Devos. So the reason that they can be a registered charity is because they, quote unquote, advance religion. There's like four pillars that you have to... one of four pillars you have to tick to register as a charity. And so they don't pay income tax, because apparently, like, the whole idea is that the money that they would pay in income tax is going towards, like, charitable causes.
Yeah, like, good in the community.
But that shit's dumb as hell. If we're all paying tax, if Cisco as a company is paying tax, and happy to do so, good roads, good healthcare, whatever, mm-hmm. so happy to, Sanitarium should be as well.
I think so too.
Also, something interesting that I found while I was researching this, because I want to write about it, but I just haven't found the time this week, is that John Harvey Kellogg, who is part of the Kellogg's family, his brother started Kellogg's, basically Sanitarium's rival cereal brand, and there was a huge rumor, because he's like a famous doctor, and he's also part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. There's a rumor that he invented cornflakes in the hope that it would stop people from masturbating. Have you heard this rumor?
Yeah, and it hasn't worked, has it?
I don't think it's worked, because honestly, I eat Kellogg's all the time, and I'm horny as fuck, so I'm like, what the hell? No, so, but this, like, these were John Harvey Kellogg's thoughts. He, like, did sort of want to stop people masturbating, but that wasn't the reason that cornflakes were invented. Cornflakes were essentially invented to give you some sustenance, like, in hospital, because he was a doctor and he wanted people to have health and blah, blah, blah. And his brother was the one that actually started the company. So it's sort of two different things that one article brought together and was like, the guy that invented Kellogg's wanted you to stop masturbating, so he made cornflakes.
There's more than I've ever wanted to know about Kellogg's.
True, but just weird that two weird things about cereals, right?
And the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
And don't worry, because at some point in my life, when I find some time, I will do a newsletter section on this. Nick, can I start with my news story this week? Just because I think it's the most important thing to talk about. So you've probably heard about it by now. Biggest news of the week. If you're a newsletter reader, then you've heard my thoughts on it already, but I just thought, we have the shit show to explain the world. Mm-hmm. This is something that probably needs explaining. So a few days ago, Politico broke the story that the Supreme Court are planning on overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, Roe v. Wade was a landmark decision that made it a constitutional right to get an abortion in the US. I just want to preface that this is a massive, massive deal. First of all, it's like unprecedented that a document from the Supreme Court was leaked. And this document was like a majority opinion, which means that basically the majority of people on the Supreme Court voted that Roe v. Wade should be overturned. And then one of the judges, Judge Alito, was tasked with writing the opinion as to why. I also should preface that this is not a final opinion. This is a draft opinion, but the final opinion, which is due to come out like in a month or so, could look extremely similar to this. It could look different, but this is one, a legitimate opinion. Two, this is a draft of what the final one could look like. So like, it is a huge deal and it's been certified. It's real. It looks like they are wanting to overturn Roe v. Wade. Also, it's helpful to know, since 1994, less than a handful of countries have moved backwards on abortion rights. So the three that are most widely talked about for moving backwards is Poland, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. 58 countries have moved forward on abortion rights, being like, yep, your body, your right to choose. The US is extremely close to being like the fourth or fifth country that's actually moving backwards. And for, like, the global superpower or, you know, the trendsetters or whatever of the Western world, that is just, I don't want to say unprecedented again, but it's wild. So just a few quotes from the document that was leaked, and huge scoop for Politico. And we're going to get into, like, how this was leaked or who might have leaked it in just a bit. But huge, like, this is a huge scoop.
Yeah, like, obviously you said before, I've never heard of anything from the Supreme Court being leaked like this.
I know. So it's like, Massive, massive story. One of the quotes from the document was, "It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives." Which is just like, bro, the issue of abortion is for the person seeking the abortion.
It's like, the issue as well? Like, yeah. Is it an issue?
No, it's
who's
not.
Who's made it an issue?
Yeah, actually so true. The language here is really important. And yeah, leaving it to the people's elected representatives. Well,
yeah.
I don't think that's who should be in charge, but whatever. And then the draft sort of continues to sort of say that the reason that they should overturn Roe v. Wade is because nothing in the Constitution says that you should be able to get an abortion. Abortion isn't mentioned in the Constitution. Okay, it's funny because I'm not a Supreme Court judge and I'm sure they're really good at their jobs and know legal stuff. But, like, woman's not even in the Constitution. Like,
when was, like, the Constitution written?
And who was it written by? And, like, there's so many words that aren't in the Constitution.
Is the internet in the Constitution?
No, it's crypto. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it is Florida? Like, I saw a tweet that was like, there are all these things that still exist that aren't in the Constitution and we are still allowed to go to them, use them. Anyway, but I'm not claiming to know more than the Supreme Court judges. I'm just like, that's quite an interesting thing to rely on. To be really, really clear, if this draft does go through, then honestly, reproductive rights in America can be rewritten almost immediately.
If Roe is overturned, does that mean abortion becomes illegal everywhere, or is it up to each state?
So, great question. I'm going to thank right now the New York Times for helping me answer these questions, because again, there is no me communicating it to you without the work of the people that actually know this shit. But Nick, individual states still get to choose whether and when abortions would be legal. So some states would allow abortions to be legal. So basically it's putting it back in the hands of the reps of the states. Some states have actually made provisions to make sure that if Roe v. Wade does get overturned, abortions will stay legal. But then there are states that have these things called trigger laws, which mean that as soon as Roe v. Wade is overturned, abortions become illegal in all those states.
So they've already got that ready to go.
Ready to, oh, so that, like, yeah. Just like, why do you care so much?
Exactly. I think that's what I was trying to say. Like, yeah. Why is that such a massive...
Nick, I know. Like, you won't regulate big tech. Social media. No way. Can't regulate it. People's bodies that want to have an abortion? Totally. I should make every decision in the world. Even if I'm a dude. Even if I'm just, like, have nothing to do with it.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. So basically, Nick, if this goes through, abortion, even though it's up to the states, would become illegal in about half of US states, which does make, like, two Americas.
Mm.
And just quickly while I'm thinking about it, who does this affect the most? Well, Republican states are probably going to say no to abortions here. Democratic states are probably going to say, more likely to say, rather, yes, you can get abortions here. So people that live in Democratic states, they can get abortions. People that live in Republican states who are rich can travel to get abortions. But again, it's going to impact the people that are living in Republican states that can't afford to travel to get an abortion. People that are disproportionately, like, people of color, younger, like people that have circumstances that mean that they can't access contraception. Like, again, it's the people that... it's the same people that get fucking left behind every time.
Exactly.
So it's just going to make it a lot harder for people that need an abortion. You're going to have to travel. You're going to have to find a state. There's going to be a lot of pressure on the abortion clinics in these states that allow them.
Yeah, right. So I've got a fair idea of what these states are going to be. But just for the clarity, do you want to name a couple?
Yeah, so I think, like I said, about half the states in the US are probably going to make abortion legal, which is terrifying, but of those, 13 have the trigger laws that I mentioned earlier, so bans that they already have that are designed to go into effect, pull the trigger as soon as Roe v. Wade's overturned. States with these laws are Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, North and South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, of course, Utah, and Wyoming. And then, like I said, there's a few more that are likely to put abortion bans in once or if Roe v. Wade gets overturned.
And whenabouts would this happen, you reckon?
So when the final opinion comes out, which could be about a month away. Or
that's
maybe
still
more,
pretty soon.
Which is still pretty soon. If it is similar to this draft that we've seen, basically clinics would have to begin closing it, like, immediately. So as soon as we know the final decision, those states, especially the ones with trigger laws, would have to close immediately. So it's a really, really quick change, and it's like, so fucked. I just want to keep reiterating that this is huge, and if it doesn't feel like it affects you, like, in some way or another, it will, or it should, or, like, this is actually shit you should care about. This is when I love having this platform, because I'm, like, not only is this, like, fucking scary for anyone that needs or wants an abortion, it's also just, like, an unprecedented, like, media event, the way this was leaked.
Speaking of the leak, do we know how it got out?
Okay, so we don't. And this is what's, like, equally as fascinating and wild, but again, the New York Times have some theories, and I'm just gonna, like, borrow from them because, again, that's way smarter than me. One theory is that it could have been, like, someone working for a liberal justice, like someone in within that realm that's seeking to sort of bring some public pressure upon the court. So they've seen this. I mean, naughty, but, like, thank you. Mm-hmm. They've seen this and they're like, holy fuck, the public needs to know about this before it actually goes to the final draft, final opinion. Another theory is that one of the conservatives either in the Supreme Court or near it orchestrated putting it out because they wanted to sort of get Americans used to the decision before it happened.
Mm.
I really hope the opposite effect happens, like instead of Americans getting used to it, because more Americans actually are pro-choice than they are pro-life. So I hope that it enrages them more than it's like, oh, okay, this is happening, I'm used to it now. But you know how we get fatigued, like when things are in the media and we get fatigued by it? I really don't want that to happen. I want this to stay, like, fucked up. I don't want to normalize.
Well, I mean, if it's only going to take a month between now and the decision, then hopefully there's not enough time for that.
True. And then there have been, like, some other theories, but nothing is confirmed. The only thing that's, like, really confirmed is that Politico, who broke the story, have said they received the draft opinion from a person familiar with the court and the document. So that is all we know about the actual leak. I probably should note that, like, there is a chance that this draft will change by the time the final decision comes around. Public pressure might help that. I don't know. Again, we've not seen this before. Also, I should say that we knew that Roe v. Wade was being debated. It was debated a while ago, which is how the Supreme Court even got to vote on it, which is how the opinion was written up. Like, we knew that Roe v. Wade was under fire and was, like, this was potentially happening. I think this has just, like, made it extremely real, and I think the draft was just really, really, like, we don't want Roe v. Wade in any way, shape, or form. We want the states to decide. So, look, at the end of the day, we're going to find out for reals in over a month. We're going to do another podcast about it. I'm probably still going to be just as enraged. Nick, you probably are going to be just as enraged.
Mm.
I'm scared. Abortions aren't going to stop. People need abortions for just a multitude of different reasons, or just want abortions. And the thing is it should be your choice. In a lot of places, it is your choice. America, what are you doing? Let's not end safe abortions, but let's maybe end my segment.
I mean, I've got so many criticisms of the American political system, but just one, like, how has it come to, like, 9 godlike figures almost can come to a decision like this? Like, how has it become so partisan.
I know. And for anyone that doesn't know how it works, basically there's the Supreme Court, which has 9 people who are meant to be non-biased, right?
Yeah.
9 justices, and they vote on these big constitutional issues. It's a big deal to become a Supreme Court justice.
And once you're there for good.
Yeah, you're literally there for good, which is one of the problems, right? They're there through so many generations that, like, anyway, that's a whole other thing. They age out. And Donald Trump got to appoint 3.
Yeah.
And so he got to choose. And the 3 people that he chose are exactly who you could imagine Donald Trump choosing. So you can only basically reappoint if the justice steps down or they die. And so it just is such a shame that Donald Trump was there for 3.
We can forget about Donald Trump all we like, but these decisions that he has made stick with us.
Yeah, and like literally the dumbest fucking guy on earth is making these decisions, and now they affect all of us.
So here is an ad for us by us. I want to have a super quick chat to you all about Cisco supporters. This is the new way that you can support what we do here at Shit You Should Care About. Because right now, we're in a studio, which costs money to hire, with an audio engineer who we've got to pay, and every week we're researching, scripting, and hosting this thing for you, all which takes time, resources, and it costs money. You'll also notice that we're using valuable advertising space here, space which we often leave empty because we want to make sure that we're only partnering with the best and most vibey people. So for all of these reasons, we need your support to keep doing what we do. So please, if you have $1 or if you have $100, consider becoming a Cisco supporter so that we can keep doing this for you. The link is in the show notes. We love you so much. Bye.
So I've got a weird little side effect of climate change.
Okay.
A body that investigators think was a victim of a 1980s homicide was found in a metal barrel in Lake Mead near Las Vegas.
Sure.
So Lake Mead is the lake behind the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Big dam, big concrete dam, cool thing. So previously submerged, obviously, the barrel was uncovered due to record low lake levels caused by the kind of awesomely named mega drought, which is the actual name for this phenomenon. It's the driest 20-year period in the region for the past 1,200 years. So,
oh my god, so, okay. Not a good thing that we're having a mega drought. Not a good thing that the climate is obviously fucking making everything self-destruct. However, the climate here has solved a crime.
Yeah, potentially, well, I mean, it's created a problem for investigators, now they have to do something. But
it's created work for the
investigators. It's created work, yeah. So this rusted up barrel was embedded in the mud and was found by people walking along the shore of Lake Mead. So naturally, they popped their heads in because, you know, it could be treasure or something cool like that. And they discovered a skeleton. So,
oh my fucking god. Yeah,
I saw a photo of the barrel. I didn't see a photo of
what
was inside. And yeah, it's just like kind of sitting there in the mud. The whole side of it's like rusted out. It's just like a, you know, one of those like 44-gallon drums that people light fires and mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like one of those.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Thank God for low lake levels.
Well, yeah.
Joking, everyone. Well, it's not a good thing.
No, it's not a really good thing. It's really odd in the sense that had the lake never receded, we would never have discovered the body, Lieutenant Ray Spencer of the police department said on Monday. The investigation could take years because the police are starting at square one.
So there was literally not even a crime, like, associated with this. It was a body.
Yeah, they've just found got no clues. In the 1980s, they didn't have, like, any DNA databases, so they can't even just, like, whip a bit of hair out and cross-reference it.
Someone will make a fucking podcast series about this, won't they?
Well,
will it be us?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I was going to say.
Since the homicide happened in the 1980s, like near Las Vegas, when the mob casinos like dominated the strip, investigators will definitely not rule out that the killing may have been mafia related.
Shit.
So, I mean, that sounds something straight out of a gangster movie, putting someone in a barrel and throwing it in a lake.
Netflix is trying to like get their fucking ratings up. Like maybe
it's a publicity stunt. I mean, it sucks for whoever ended up in the barrel.
Well, naturally.
But yeah, there could be some
The Hangover Part 5. Sorry.
Yeah, cut that if you want, but
nah, I kind of like it. Go on, Ruby. I'm brave today. And Nick, okay, I see a title here that says Delta kills 5 million bees, and I'm thinking Delta the variant?
Delta the airline.
Oh! Genuinely, I was like, holy fuck, COVID wrecks everything. They're killing the bees. Even kind of worse, the airline. Delta the airline.
Yeah, Delta the airline. So if you live in Alaska and you're looking forward to some lovely fresh fruit this summer, you might be shit out of luck because millions of bees intended to pollinate this year's Alaskan apple crop have been cooked, basically, out on the tarmac of Atlanta Airport. So the bees coming from California, they were ordered by beekeeper Sarah McElroy. They usually take the straight route from Sacramento to Seattle, then up to Alaska. So basically just up straight.
So someone's buying these bees. I didn't even know you bought bees.
Yeah, you can buy bees. Okay. Yeah, because bees aren't like native to Alaska. So I don't know, maybe this is another human sort of
trying to fix. We also really need bees. So
bees are cool. Yeah,
like everyone, I don't think we're not being sympathetic to bees because we really need them. Anyway, Nick, sorry I interrupted you.
So they usually just go straight up the side of the country. According to Delta, they didn't fit on the Seattle-bound plane, and they were instead sent to Atlanta for a connecting flight.
That sounds so funny. Also, the fact that bees can fly, but we're having to put them on a plane is just funny to me.
It's hard to organise them to go that way.
Yeah.
Sort of similar to what happened to me this morning, flight issues.
You need a sheepdog, but for bees. Just fucking wrangle them.
You need to stop talking.
I know.
So when Sarah heard about this, she knew something was up and immediately got on the blower to the Atlanta beekeeping community for help. But for many of the bees, it was too late.
So I'm a bit confused when you say too late. How did the bees end up on the tarmac?
So Delta said that some of the bees escaped in the chiller that they were being housed in. So, I mean, that's not an ideal situation either, let's be honest.
No.
And it wouldn't be ideal if they escaped on the plane. That's like snakes on a plane too, bees on a plane. Fuck, could you imagine that? 5 million bees in your 737.
Oh my god, no.
So they put the crates outside of the cargo building, and on a nearly 30 degree day, it was too hot for the wee buzzers. The airline told Sarah that she would have to come and collect the bees herself, or they would be left outside. Obviously, Sarah being in Alaska made that pretty difficult. So some of the bees got rehomed to beekeepers all over Atlanta, thanks to like the apparently very strong Atlanta beekeeping community. It's hard to say exactly how many were saved because it was sort of chaos and some escaped. But they say many are struggling in the week following this tragedy, I guess.
This is a tragedy.
It is.
Like, it's unbelievable.
I can't believe you said that.
I'm just trying to get the buzz on this story, eh?
You gotta shush, honey.
Guys, none of them were scripted.
No, I don't write any of them.
None of them were scripted.
Be proud of us.
Me! Did you plan that?
No, I didn't.
That was so good.
Just a quick little end note. Delta said on Friday that the airline was made aware of the shipment situation and quickly engaged the appropriate internal teams to assess the situation. We have taken immediate action to implement new measures to ensure events of this nature do not occur in the future. So that's the most cop-out of a statement I've ever heard.
I remember when a few people came forward and said that their wheelchairs had been lost or broken by Delta, and very similar statement. It seems to be their get-out-of-jail... I don't know, free card.
Could you imagine if 5 million like dogs or like puppies were killed by Delta? I bet they wouldn't be saying that.
Literally. But anyway,
from what I read, Sarah is going to get a new batch of bees from Sacramento.
That's fine for Sarah getting the new bees, but all those bees that die.
Yeah, I know. Like 5 million, million.
Yeah. That's fucked.
Millions and millions and millions.
That's fucked.
Anyway, Luce, hit us with a good news story, please. We've all been pretty negative.
Yeah, I will. Nick, do you remember a few weeks ago on the podcast, I spoke about Ed Sheeran performing at that charity concert for Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of celebrities got together and raised money by basically putting on a charity concert. Now, before this went ahead, a band, a really famous band from the UK called Antitala, they recorded a TikTok from the front line lines of fighting the war and said to Ed Sheeran, like, we were one of the biggest bands. We have now stopped, obviously, doing our art, doing what we love, and we are serving on the front lines. We would love to live stream into the concert. Now, apparently, the organisers of the concert turned them down to avoid association with the military. Dumb decision. Yeah, massive cop-out. Like, sorry, but they're fucking fighting a war. Let them have this. Anyway, Ed Sheeran, who is just like notably lovely guy, his music is not that good anymore. We've got a whole episode on Culture Vulture about that, but that's not what this is about. Lovely dude. He has recorded and released a song with this band where proceeds go to the people of Ukraine. So the lead singer of the band actually said that he partly wrote the lyrics while he was serving as a medic on the front line. And also they partly filmed, half the music video is filmed over there as well. The song is called Two Step and it's actually like a pretty good song. Not that that even matters in the grand scheme of what the song's like doing for humanity or for the Ukrainian people, but it's actually a pretty good song. That's a good news story from me. I liked reading about it and I liked talking about it. I don't have a comment of the week. I'm just going to say it now, but do you?
No.
Okay, so I think the comment of the week...
All the comments I could see were on the Met Gala.
Yeah.
And people just saying, Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, I know.
Like you hadn't covered it.
Like I hadn't covered it a lot. So, comment of the week is maybe don't comment until you see what Lucy has already covered on the Instagram or in the newsletter or on the podcast. There is a chance that I will have covered it, but somewhere, somehow. I love you all. Nick, I'm exhausted.
And I've got a plane to catch.
So, everyone, next time we talk to you, Nick will be in the States and I will still be on my bedroom floor.
See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.